tomorrow is the high holiday of Halloween. It's also the day beloved Hawaiian entertainer Auntie Genoa Keawe would have turned 100 years old. Her granddaughter decided to honor her with a social media challenge to musicians and dancers to perform one of the many songs Auntie Genoa recorded. Pomaka'i Lyman joined us in the studio to talk about her grandmother's influence.
My grandmother, Genoa Keawe, has recorded so many different songs for so many people, and you can find hundreds of recordings. And so in an effort for myself to learn more of her discography, and I'm constantly discovering new music, I just encouraged everyone to get on social media and perform any song that has been recorded by Genoa Keawe, naming the title of the song, the composer, and also what album we can find that recording on. So, and if you can't sing or play an instrument, then it was fine for you to dance a hula or even just to post the cover of the album and tell us what your favorite song was.
And some of that is already online.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun watching people come out with, you know, the classic Hawaiian music that you don't hear nowadays.
And you started this October 1st?
October 1st kicked it off, yes. My daughter was actually the first one. So she sang a song. It's written as either Aina o Lana'i or Mele Lana'i. And that was a song that she had learned from her kumu when she was attending Kamakau Charter School in Kaneohe. And so she performed that and she did a great job.
And so you're letting this run for 100 days?
Yes, 100 days to honor her 100th birthday.
And you're going to have a big party on the 31st.
We are. We actually celebrate her every year on her birthday. Since she passed, which was actually 10 years ago, we've been meeting with close family and friends, whoever could make it, during the lunch hour at the Willows, where she was also a strolling musician. But this year we decided to open it up to the general public. And so now, you know, we're doing all the party planning and organizing, and we're having a celebration the same way she would have if she were here. She had a big 70th birthday celebration. She had a big 80th birthday celebration. And the year that she passed, she would have turned 90. So this year we wanted to make sure that we celebrated for her 100th. And we're doing that by introducing the Genoa Keawe Foundation to people, which they haven't heard too much of over the past few years.
So tell us about that.
The Genoa Keawe Foundation was first formed in 2011, and we started with the president, O'Brien Eselu, who was a known kumu hula from the west side, and our vice president was Emmy Tamimbong. And these people were, you know, avid supporters of our tutu, Genoa, and just, you know, loved her so dearly, always helped us, you know, with anything, documenting her life and making sure that her story was heard. So they jumped at the opportunity. But over the years, you know, O'Brien Eselu passed away. Emmy Tamimbong went through some of her own personal issues. And so the board has changed. And currently, we have sitting at the head President James Moikeha, who's from the island of Maui, now residing in Papakolea, who is also a musician himself, beautiful singer. And next to him, we have our vice president, which is Hauoli Keawe Aiko, my cousin. Her dad was known as Uncle Eddie, who is one of the Aiko brothers. So if you've ever heard that album. But the Genoa Keawe Foundation was established to perpetuate our culture, but do it in the way that Auntie Genoa would have done. So teaching her stylings, continuing on her values, which were, you know, family first and tending to the sick, tending to the elderly, using music as a way of healing. And so not just educating people in music, but also, you know, having them create purpose for their music. And so that's one part of it. The other part of it in educating music is teaching her style. She had a unique style, traditional Hawaiian leo ki'e ki'e is what it's called, you know, when the when they sing in the high range.
Falsetto.
Yes. Yeah. So falsetto is actually what it's called when the man sings in the soprano range. So for women, it's just simply soprano. And that story, there's many different theories about how that happened. You know, the men trying to sound like the women and then the women saying, hey, I like how the man does that crack there, because it's natural for a man when he's singing in the high range for his voice to crack. So then the women started incorporating it into their habits, and it turned into this beautiful sound that has become a trademark of hers over the years.
And do you have a favorite song of your grandma?
Oh,
or there's lots.
They're all my favorite. She is the only one I know that could sing a song and just let her voice so freely, without effort, produce, you know, the high notes, but also that ha'i, the crack in the voice, or they call it, some call it the Hawaiian yodel, is that ha'i. And she did it so effortlessly. And if you ask people who try to sing that way, it's not as easy as she makes it out to be.
And of the entries that have come in, the postings, is there anything that you've seen so far that's just touched you?
Yes. I can't remember the name of the man who posted it. I want to say his name was Paul Grace. but he posted a picture of a kupuna of his who was singing a song in a garden and talking about how, you know, of all, it was Meleana'e. Meleana'e, Meleana'e, Meleana ho'i, Shuala'e anala. Yeah. So she was singing in a garden, and you have all these mountains and greenery in the background, and Uncle Norm was sitting, you know, without his shirt on, guitar, sitting straddling in the grass. And he talked about how the music was never forgotten by this particular kupuna, who also had Alzheimer's. She couldn't remember a lot of things, but once the music started playing, she remembered all the words, the melodies, and she could tell you stories. And so just another, you know, that was one video that I really enjoyed and I so appreciated. And he didn't even post it as a GK100. He actually posted it in a comment in response to one of my videos, because I sang Meleana'e as one of the songs. And he said, oh, here's my kupuna. Aww. And she's singing it here. So,
yeah, so sweet stuff.
Yes, very sweet.
We were talking with Pomaika'i Lyman, and as we leave off with the montage of some of Auntie Genoa's mele, posted as part of the birthday challenge, as well as Auntie Genoa herself holding a note for an amazing amount of time.